It's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Right. Hello. Good afternoon, everybody. It is a Wednesday, February 12th. It feels like 44 degrees out there, though it's cloudy and 48 on this wonderful Wednesday. I know. Spring's almost here. Just hold out hope. Let's just start with a quick Black history word today. Just want to give a big old thank you to Carter G. Woodson, because he's the man who, of course, created Black History Month. But in 1926, guess he wasn't asking for much. It was Negro History Week.
Oh,
and look at us now. Black History Month.
I got an idea.
On the come up. Okay. D.C.'s also, it's interesting, all this growth in D.C. is leading to the city possibly creating another area code. Mm-hmm. And y'all, this is a big thing because, like, do you remember when New York went from just 212 to all these other area codes?
Right. 646.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, oh, the OGs had that 212, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, that's about to happen in D.C. because of this growth. Until 1990, we didn't even need, like, an area code because it was
just
whatever
just
your number
right.
was, mm-hmm. right? Well, now because of the growth, the area code population is shrinking, so we could see another area code by 2023.
What do you think that code might be, like 200?
Like, I don't know what the formula is for that, but I'm just glad, you know, I remember my first telephone number was 202-829-4579.
Well,
it was, I'm
calling. Yes. And don't call it now, Coach, because it's not.
Some of our players will have holes in different area codes and be living right here.
Okay. I mean, it speaks to our growth, but it also speaks to our, I don't know, overgrowth? Are we growing too fast? Mm-hmm. All right. And just in time for Valentine's Day, a new survey says that most parents haven't been on a date, just the two of them, in 3 years.
If it was up to Allison, that's what we would be.
Mark, don't start
but
this.
But we have been out.
But what do you define as a date?
Don't start. Just the
me
two
and
people.
Allison.
Just okay. Just the husband and the wife or whatever, you know.
Intentionally planned,
that is.
Right?
Just on a romantic evening out, no kids and all that. The last time we went out like that was probably my birthday, what, 2 years ago, maybe?
No, we've been out.
No, I don't think so.
We went out last year.
Three in ten of these couples don't even remember the last romantic date they had. 81% they say that they need to, go out more. And also 7 in 10 parents recognize the romance has significantly decreased. Of course, we're talking about not as much sex, relaxation, and alone time.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, I'm just saying.
I know why you're looking at me.
53%.
Oh, damn.
53% say they long for the freedom they had before becoming parents, and they miss not having any responsibility.
Oh, snap out of it.
Snap out of it?
I mean, hey, it's growing up. You're grown.
Yeah, okay. If you think there should be date nights, let us know. 202-432-WHUR.
TV News in the morning. Radio fun in the afternoon. Is Allison Seymour and her hubby, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.